man Kontakte mit der Secretless
Hi there.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, I'm here.
Yeah. So, I got a phone call from you. You have some questions. I'm not sure if I can help you with. Do you have questions about documents needed for a patent, or is that a sequence listing related question?
Yeah. Well, the university I work for, we isolate and discovered, we believe, a new variant of the coronavirus. So we're actually looking to patent it.
So you are asking for information about filing a patent?
Yes. Well, I tried looking on your site, but it's not really clear. What documents do you actually need to prove, like, what, you know, that is real?
So your question is what documents you need for applying for a patent?
Yeah, and well, I mean, specifically for something like, say, a virus, like, because obviously it's very small, you can't see it. So, like, what kind of documents would we need to send or to prove that it's for real?
What documents to prove?
Yes.
To prove what? I'm sorry.
To prove that we actually isolated and sequenced a virus.
Oh, I think that's related to patentability.
Yes.
So yeah, I want to let you know we probably cannot help you with that because we are sequence listing help desk. So what we can help is that we help with making sequence listings. That's I believe if you decide to file a patent at this later step. You may want to get help from us.
Okay.
Because when you have sequence disclosure, then you are required to provide a sequence listing.
Okay.
So at least I know that sequence listing is one of the documents that when you have sequence disclosure in your patent, then you need to provide that. It need to follow a certain format, and we are sequence listing help desk. We review your sequence listing and we can tell you if there are any errors there, and then we can help you correct those errors.
Okay.
So that's what we basically do. Yeah,
okay.
We deal with genetic sequences.
Okay. Well,
like DNA sequence, amino acid sequence.
Well.
So that part is what we do.
Okay. Well, the
we
viruses are pretty much genome sequences anyway.
I'm sorry.
Well, the viruses are pretty much genome sequences anyway. So, like, what would you have to send to say, okay, just to sequence a virus? Like, what kind of documents would we need to send to you?
I'm not sure about other documents, but if you have sequences in your application, then you're required to provide that document.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I don't know what else. For patentability, it's always... It's a good idea to consult a patent agent or a patent attorney about what is patentable or not. So, and like what documents will be needed. I'm not sure who you can ask this information from USPTO. I don't know if you want to try the application assistant unit.
Okay.
Yeah, they may have some information about because you know that you can look up the patent practitioner from USPTO's website. They have a list of patent practitioner who can represent you before the USPTO. That's what I know.
Okay.
Yeah, but at this point, I don't know. Do you need the application assistant unit phone number? They may be able to provide you more information about applying, and yeah, maybe they, I don't know, maybe they can provide you more information about applying a patent.
Okay, sorry, I'll just grab a pen. Sure, I'll take that number.
Okay, yeah, the application assistance unit, their phone number is 571.
Sorry, 571?
571 272
Okay.
4000.
Okay, is there anyone in particular to ask for?
I don't think so. Yeah, it's called AAU. So when we have a general question, sometimes they can direct us to different departments. So I think maybe they have some information that you want about applying for patents. And yeah, and I hope at a certain point I can help you making a
Okay.
sequence list.
I guess just the last question I would have for you. You said we have to show what our sequences are. How do we demonstrate that it's legitimate? How do we show that we got what we say we did?
You may need to consult an attorney about what sequence is suitable to apply for a patent. I'm not quite sure about that because that is more like a legal
Okay.
advice.
Yeah, I'm
So
just well, I'm just wondering like
like is that
the standard of proof that you're looking for.
standard of proof?
Yes.
What
I mean,
sequences are
yeah.
patentable,
No,
what are not
I mean,
patentable, is that?
say we provide a sequence, how do we prove to you that what we say we got is actually what happened?
I think that's more of a legal territory. Yeah,
Okay.
so I'm afraid I don't have enough knowledge to tell you, but we deal with the formatting, the sequence listing formatting, and we can help you with the formatting of the sequence
Okay.
listing.
Okay, well.
I'm sorry. That's
Right.
outside my area of expertise.
All right, I'll try that other number. Thank you for the help.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Well, have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye bye.